Continuing their mission to put on every single one of Shakespeare's plays, the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is presenting Cymbeline from this Friday through March the 10th. And this is directed by the company's artistic director, Tom DeLise, who is in the studio today. Welcome back.
Thanks, Judith. Glad to be here.
So, Cymbeline, I have to say that all I know about this is that it's one of Shakespeare's history plays in the sense that King Lear is also a history play. But apart from that, it's absolutely virgin territory to me. Tell me what your fascination is about this play.
I've been telling the cast that it's Shakespeare's greatest hits, because Shakespeare finds a way to put everything, it seems, that he's ever done in all of his other plays somehow into this play. The cross-dressing, same types of characters like Iachimo, the evil villain, just like Iago in Othello. And, you know, as we work on this play, you hear these constant echoes from other characters and other plays, situations that are existent in other plays. It's like Shakespeare almost said, you know what? I'm going to take everything I've ever done. I'm going to throw it into this play. This is the kitchen sink play. And so I kind of love it for that reason. Like you said, it's part history. It's part tragedy. It's part comedy. It's part romance. So I love it because it's got literally everything.
So place us in the history. What do we know about the historical characters?
Well, Cymbeline was a king who lived during the reign of Augustus Caesar. So in that sense, it's almost a sequel in some ways to Antony and Cleopatra. And there's a big part of the play that revolves around Britain paying its tribute to Rome. And Cymbeline resists paying that tribute. So we have a battle of the Britons against the Romans. And, you know, you have the British nationalism creeping into the play. So we have a speech by the evil queen, who gives a speech very reminiscent of John of Gaunt's The Sceptered Isle speech from Richard II. So that's just one other example of how a speech is kind of taken and adapted with a different character. And, you know, the one thing I did forget to mention also is the prevalence of fairy tale type characters. So we're taking kind of with our costuming, a fairy tale angle with it. We have the wicked step queen and her evil son and the faithful servant, the jilted lover, the falsely accused woman who dresses as a man to escape the situation. So it's got all these fairy tale elements. It's got a sleeping potion that is supposed to be a poison, but it turns out to be a sleeping potion. So it, you know, smacks of Romeo and Juliet. So it's just
in reverse.
Yes.
So if this is a late play, tell me about the language.
The language is fabulous. Really pushing the envelope on the iambic pentameter. So you have more enjambed lines, you have much more variations in the metrical pattern. It's a late play, so it follows that same convoluted kind of verse that you find in A Winter's Tale. But it's absolutely fun to play with, and the actors are enjoying the language.
This is Cymbeline, and it opens at the Great Hall Theatre at St. Mary's Community Centre on Roland Avenue this Friday, running through to March the 10th. This is Baltimore Shakespeare Factory's production. More information is on their website, baltimoreshakespearefactory.org. I've been speaking to the director of this production, the company's artistic director, Tom DeLise. Have a great time with us. It sounds such fun.
It's going to be a ball, and we've done some incredible work on our stage, done by our woodwright, Tom Brown, who built the stage originally, and he's put such unbelievably remarkable detail into it. So our space is looking great, and the theater is something you're not going to see anywhere else.